This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Pink, welcome back, buddy. Football's back.
Football Friday, baby. First one of the year. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Now, I should inform you, your old teammate, Joe Thomas, has already guaranteed a Bengals ass-whooping on Sunday. And one further, he said at least 8 wins. So if you're going to pander today, you really got to set the bar high, okay?
I can't go against the GOAT. I would have to agree with him 1,000%.
All right. 1,000%.
Yeah. But not even like
10,000%. Maybe one up and be like, they're going to win 41-7 and the Browns are winning 10 games this year. We wouldn't hate
that
either.
We wouldn't stop you.
That's the expectation. Anything below that is just not, it's not how we're going to do about it for this year. I mean, we're going to get to 10 wins.
All right. I love that. Now give me your real prediction.
35-28 Browns. I love it. I love this game. I love playing the Bengals. We've seemed to, knock on wood, have our way with Joe Burrow. Big performance from the defense, as always. Myles Garrett, 2.5 sacks. I love Denzel Ward. A couple breakups, interception. I love it. I love it. It's the first one of the year. Anything can happen. I'm going with the Browns, as always. I can't go against those guys. I love them to death. I'm obviously a huge fan, but, you know, we own the Bengals. We have their number.
Is this the best game for Joe Flacco to steal that win?
This is a game that he can absolutely steal. First one of the year. You know, I watched the game last night with the Cowboys and the Eagles. I thought the Eagles were going to run over them a little bit more than what they did, but I thought that was a very winnable game for Dak. He just came up on a short end, but I like Joe Flacco at home.
So I do want to get, since you watched the game last night, obviously we were just talking about Jalen Carter getting ejected from the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. It seems like a fair amount of people, at least sports media fans of football, want more punishment for Jalen Carter. Do you think just an ejection is enough?
No, I you know what? There's no place in the game for that. He's absolutely warranted a suspension for himself. If it's a one-game or a two-game suspension, I think it's warranted for that. There's no place for it. You know, there's kids watching this game where we got to be professionals. And you know what? To me, I saw another video this morning. It looked like Dak spit at him first. Two wrongs don't make a right. But if the NFL is going to review the video, I think both of them just have a one-game suspension.
So in prior NFL history, we saw with T.O., he did that. He just got a fine in addition. We saw Marcus Peters on Jarvis Landry a few years ago. He just got a fine in addition. But I want you to speak to it because you played the game and you're in the trenches there. What makes spitting such an offense to players that are on the field?
It's just disrespectful. I mean, we're men here, you know, and if someone on the street, you know, spit on me or in a game, you know, that can cause a fight, you know, and someone can get really hurt. It's just there's no place for it in the game. It's immature. You know, Jalen Carter has had some issues off the field in the past, and you know, I think you know the NFL needs to come down on him and set an example.
Jason Pinkston on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. We are live from Crocker Park, getting ready for Browns and Bengals on Sunday. So I know you're confident about this team. You're excited about this team. We love that. For you, where do you have the most faith on this roster that they're going to be able to go ahead and go over Vegas' win total, which is currently set at 5.5 wins?
I think you have to rely on our defense. You know, our defense, we have some guys that have been around, some great players on that side of the ball. You have to lean on them to carry us, to win us some games. And I think we can do that. And also, you know, we have some leadership. We have some offensive leaders on that side of the ball with, you know, Joe Flacco, Joel Petonio, and some other guys on the offensive line that's been around the game, been played it at a high level. We're going to have to win these games up front. And I think we have the guys capable to do so.
How excited are you to see Mason Graham in his debut? And you talk about that defensive line with Myles Garrett, obviously just ready to go on Sunday.
Very excited because he's going to have some opportunities to get some one-on-one pass rush. And, you know, when you got to win those, you got to win those matchups when you have one-on-one in the NFL. It's not often that you get that. You know, we know what Myles is going to do. You know, you can count on him to be there and show up and make his plays, and he's going to command a lot of respect from that offense. They're going to ID him wherever he's at on that football field, and they're going to be aware of him. It's going to open up some holes for some other guys that we need to take advantage of the opportunity.
Pink, so much of the optimism on offense comes back to the idea that the Browns are going back to Kevin's old offense, and that includes they brought in a Bill Callahan disciple to run the fits that they had run with the zone blocking scheme, including a heavy focus on run. How easy is what goes into going from this run fit, you know, 2 years ago to running a different system up front last year to then coming back to the zone scheme this year?
We need to stick to our roots and what you know got us that playoff win. You know, we were running the ball well, we were play actioning well with our tight ends there. And you know what? I think we need to come out and find an identity of who we want to be for this year. What type of team do we want to be? I'm not looking for the gimmicks and gammicks and things like that. I want to see them run the ball, open up the pass, take a couple shots to the tight ends, and then we can hopefully, if we're running the ball successfully, we can open it up for Judy to hit him deep down the field. He's a ball player. He makes great plays. I'm very excited to see what he does this year. And it's nice that you have Joe Flacco, who's played in that offense and won in it, that, you know, we can rely on him and count on him and, you know, limit the turnovers and be successful.
How do you balance that offense that was right now it seems like it's being built for Joe Flacco, but also in the same sense also being built for Dillon Gabriel to eventually take over?
You know, I think there's a lot for those guys to learn from Joe Flacco. He's won a Super Bowl in Baltimore, obviously, and he's played at a very high success in this offense with Kevin Stefanski. So the more they can learn from him and, you know, be successful. And, you know, they're not on the field, but those reps count of watching those guys that are out there playing so you don't make the same mistakes. And, you know, we saw positives from Shador and Daniels this offseason. And they both look good at times. They had their moments, but that's normal for rookie quarterbacks. And I think if they can just not make the crazy mistake and not try to do too much and play within the confines of the offense, they'll be okay.
All right, Pink. We've debated a lot on how long of a leash that Joe Flacco has. It seems like the Browns have gone from being very comfortable with getting Joe to play a lot of the season to it seems like there's a growing comfort with the idea that Dillon Gabriel could see the field early in the season. So much of this, though, is built on Kevin showing the locker room he's giving them a chance to win by starting Joe. How soon is too soon to pull the plug if you're Kevin Stefanski? Like, how soon, if he went from Joe Flacco to Dillon Gabriel, would like endanger him losing the locker room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hard to say, you know, because we're not in those meetings with those guys and what's really, really going on. But I think they have a plan in place. And I think if Joe is successful and he's doing well, I think he'll be okay. I don't think there will be – if things go wrong, I don't think there will be any changes prior to the bye week. You know, typically that's when if things are going bad, you know, they change it around the bye week. And they give another quarterback a chance. And I think that, you know, most programs, I should say, or organizations, they stick to that model. And I'm just hoping that we don't have to get there. God forbid injuries and things like that do happen. And, you know, you might be the guy up, but, you know, hopefully it doesn't go that route and nothing happens before the bye week.
Does Stefanski and Barry make it through the end of the season?
I think so. Because I also believe that, you know, the Haslams, they had a say in last year and some of the things that went on. And I think they're just as much responsible, and I think they own that. And I think those guys are safe.
All right, let's go to DeJuan Jones. He slimmed down a bit. Must be nice. But he slimmed down a bit, and he's going from right tackle to left tackle. When do you expect, assuming that this is going to be a transition that sticks, how long does it take to, if you've been a right tackle your whole career, to switch over to the left side before you're comfortable and where all of a sudden it feels natural to play left tackle if you're DeJuan?
You know what? He's a professional, and I know he's played some left tackle. I don't think it's going to be much of a transition for him. He's a big, strong guy. As long as he's moving his feet and getting his hands on the defenders, I think he's going to be okay. He has a lot of upside. I'm excited to see what he does this year. Hopefully he can stay healthy and get a full season in, because he definitely can be a shutdown tackle for us.
The Bengals have a new guard, Fairchild. Now, a lot of people are worried about the Bengals' offensive line. We're obviously excited for the idea that the Bengals' offensive line stinks. But when you have a rookie left guard the way that they're going to, what can you do specifically to pinpoint that?
You throw a lot of different looks at him, see how much he really knows, see how confident he is. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Miles stand up over top of him and they run some kind of stunt. There's going to be a lot of stunts thrown at him, a lot of different looks at him. I mean, I started as a rookie. I was thankfully very blessed and very lucky to be in between Alex Mack and Joe Thomas. And, you know, I had those guys more so telling me what I was going to do and who I was blocking, which made it very easy for me. But, you know, everyone doesn't fall into that situation. And I think that you can, you know, you can really rattle a rookie in this league when you see a guy with the physique of Myles Garrett standing over top of you on third down 10 with the crowd and the dog pound going crazy. I like our matchup versus that offensive line.
All right, Pink, if the time comes in season, whether it's week 4, week 8, week 15, which quarterback do you want to see first, Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders?
I'm going to be honest, I really want to see Shedeur, because I think that he's electric, and I think that he takes some chances. You know, he throws some very nice balls, and he does a good job when he's in there with some of the guys that know what they're doing to say. But I would be excited to see Shador. But I'm excited to see Daniels as well. He's a very good quarterback. He can play. He's a good dude. I think he has a lot of good qualities and upside, and I think him being in Stefanski's offense, it's really going to help make him shine.
All right, now give us your real prediction for Sunday.
I'm sticking to it, 35-28 Browns. I love it. I love the Browns at home. We've traditionally played very well versus Joe Burrow. I love the matchup between Denzel Ward and I can't think of his name now. Jamar Chase, yes. I love that matchup. It's always explosive. There's always fireworks. They compete. You know, that secondary is going to compete. I do like it. I hate how many points it's going to take, but, you know, Joe Burrow, he is a gunslinger, but I think that we can come out of here with a win.
Jason, great stuff, buddy. Happy to have you back on board. Have a couple adult Pepsis this weekend, and we'll catch up down the line.
I plan on it, boys. I just turned 38 today. It's gonna be a good day. I'm actually
happy birthday.
I'm on the golf course right now, so I'm trying to keep it quiet and keep and stay professional and not swear. So, but it's gonna be a good week for the Browns.
Well, this is the wrong show to not swear on. Jason, happy birthday, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Hit him straight.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Unless the hole's not straight, because sometimes you got the dog leg.
Sometimes you do.
You know what are we doing? That's bad advice.
Well,
if he follows it to a T, it's going to hurt him at some point.
Hitting it straight is never really. I mean, you can always make it work.
Sure.
I was going to get really golf technical on you there, but I was like, that's not.
You're
going to
golf snob me?
Yeah, I was not going to do that.
That's
I was
fair.
Like, yeah, it's, we're just going to
I deserved it. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.